Lauren Demmett is a 23-year-old Milwaukee resident. She visits Will Allen's farm, Growing Power, once a week as a volunteer to help out and learn.
Usually every time I come, I milk the goat, a goat, or two goats.
Demmett hopes this experience will help her run her own farm to produce cheese. She learns from Leona Nakielski, who also started as a volunteer, but 3 years ago became a permanent worker.
Well, for me, the type of work that we do, I feel, is really a part of a lifestyle that I want to live and encourage other people to live.
Walking through the farm, Nakielski shows volunteers and visitors how some 20,000 vegetables are cultivated and how workers keep more than 1 million red wiggler worms, a few hundred chickens, a family of goats, rabbits, geese, and bees. Farm owner Will Allen says fish are raised in a so-called aquaponic system.
Aquaponics is growing plants and fish in the same systems. So you have your fish down below and you have your plants above. It's a symbiotic relationship between the plants are benefiting from the fish and the fish are benefiting from the plants.
And on Allen's farm, there is no waste, literally.
Anything that comes in here, it needs to be used up in the system so you don't have waste going into our rivers or streams or whatever.
It costs $5,000 a month to provide Growing Power and its six huge greenhouses with the energy to keep running. Allen hopes to cut that cost. He is building an anaerobic digester that takes solid food waste to produce acids.
And those acids will go into a methane digester to produce methane gas that would run a generator to produce electricity.
Allen says Growing Power began as an organic farm producing healthy and affordable food for the local community, and it has expanded to a hands-on training center where local small growers learn to farm and sell their produce. And he adds that translates into reality his vision for local communities to be independent from chemicals and poverty. Amy Katz, VOA News.